قل لن ينفعكم الفرار إن فررتم من الموت أو القتل وإذا لا تمتعون إلا قليلا.
قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: أحل لكم ليلة الصيام رفث إلى نسائكم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن علم الله أنكم كنتم تختانون أنفسكم فتاب عليكم وعفى عنكم فالآن باشرهن وتبتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل ولا تباشرهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها كذلك يبين الله آيات للناس لعلهم يتقون. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. You are permitted on the night of the fast to go into your wives. They are a garment for you and you are a garment for them. Allah knew that you used to betray yourself, so He pardoned you and excused you. So now consort with them and seek what Allah has ordained for you and eat and drink until the white streak becomes manifest to you from the dark streak at the crack of dawn. Then complete the fast until nightfall and do not consort with them while you dwell in confinement in the mosque. These are the Allah's bounds, so do not approach them. Thus does Allah clarify His signs for mankind so that they may be God-wary. Before the revelation of this verse, it was haram to go to your wives in the night time in the month of Ramadan. And it was also not allowed to eat and drink after Isha. That you open your fast, you eat and drink and you fall asleep. And if you wake up in middle, you are not allowed to eat again. So it was very hard on Muslims. There were some youths, they used to go to their wives at night and they were ashamed of that. And then there was a Sahabi of Rasul Akram, his name was Mahatam bin Jubair, who came to in evening and his wife was late in cooking food, so he slept without eating. And in the middle of the night he woke up and asked for food. His wife said, "No, you already slept, so you cannot eat anymore." So he kept fast and next day he went for the war of Khandaq and he felt unconscious. In the whole time. So the Prophet asked what happened. He said, "I couldn't eat because I fell asleep and then when I woke up it was already late." So the verse came down for the blessings for the Muslim. Durud for them. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. And Allah said that they are garment for you and you are garment for them. Allah put the equality of men and women in this verse. Both are garment for each other. What garment does? Garment protects you from every kind of heat and discomfort and protects your privacy. That's how Allah has showed husband and wife to each other as garment. Because garment is closest to your body. There is no any formality between your garment. And what it does, it protects you from shamelessness, shamefulness. Same way husband protects wife being shameful to the community and her behavior. And same way wife guards husband's shameful behavior towards the community. So such a beautiful term Allah used and made both of them equal. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says, you are the garment to each other. Now Allah knew that you used to not follow my commands. So now Allah forgave you. Allah said, I forgave you. Now you are allowed to go to your wife and ask what I have written for you. What He has written for us. What He has written is children. Now you go and ask for the children from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And kulu wa shrubu, eat and drink. Hatta yablunakum khaytul abyadu minal khaytul aswadi minal fajr. eat and drink till the white thread becomes separate from the darkness of the night. That's how you start the fasting. Summa atimu siyama ilal layl. Then finish your fast till the night time. Finish the fast till the night time. Then Allah says that you don't go to them when you are in aitakaf. You are not allowed to go to them when you are in aitakaf. Allah says, don't go to the Allah's limit. Allah says, do not approach to Allah's limit. Allah says, do not approach to His limits. What does it mean not to approach the limits? That means He's not saying to cross the limit. He says, do not approach. فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا means do not approach Allah's limits. Because if you approach Allah's limit, you'll cross it. Just like it is not allowed for a non-mahram, man and woman, to sit together alone. Because if you sit alone, the shaitan comes to you. So it's you abstain from those situations, like don't even approach there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because then Allah says, I make my verses very clear to human beings so that you become pious. Durud par. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. It is one of the verses which I have seen in the Quran which shows the abdiyat of believers. Abdiyat. You see the total abdiyat of the believer and you see rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's one of such a beautiful verse where you see the abdiyat of our helplessness. How little and weak we are. And how we need to eat and drink and do those things which we do it. And you see the rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how kind He is. He said, Kulu ashrabu, eat and drink and ask for children. Everything we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Food and drink and children. And not only that, Allah said, I have put a clock for you. My clock is so beautiful. When the white threads come out from the dark night, you start your... You go to Irfan, you just have the time in this verse. And finish the roza till ilal layl. Allah has put clock in the sky to how long to do roza, truth part. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. وَلَا تَكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ الْبَاطِلِ وَلَا تُدُّوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ لِتَأْكُلُوا فَرِيقًا مِنَ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ بِالْإِثْمِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Do not eat up your wealth among yourself wrongfully, not proffer it to the judges in order to eat up a part of people's wealth sinfully, while you know. This is about bribery. This verse came about bribery. Allah says, do not eat each other your wealth among each other with sinning, wrongfully, bilbatali. Neither send it to the judges, hukam, with bribery, so you can eat up people's part of money sinfully, and you know it. This is the worst for today's community, especially Indian Pakistan. So much bribery going on, corruption going on. And people eat up each other's money through these judges and these big powers. They give them bribery and destroy the community. So there are a couple of hadiths about this durut. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And bribery and judgment is the same as disbelief in Allah, the exalted. It's like a kufr. If you do bribery in judgment. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, curse of Allah be upon the bribee and the briber and the one who makes every effort between them. Allah's lanat is on the one who does it, who takes it, or who is the like, mediator. They're all cursed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there was a person, his name was Ashas ibn Qais. He was the one whose case was pending with Mullah Muttaqiyan's court because he was afraid of losing the case. So he, in the night, he brought a jug of honey and tried to serve to Imam Ali to change his, mazallah, his decision. Imam Ali says, childless woman may weep over you. Have you come to deviate me from the religion of Allah? By Allah, even if I am given all the domains of seven stars with all that exists under the skies in order that I may disobey Allah to the extent of snatching one grain of barley from an ant, I would not do it. For me, your word is lighter than the leaf in the mouth of a locust that is chewing it. That's my, this is the life, this is the word for me. You want to bribe me? Then he says, what has Ali to do with the bounties that will pass away and pleasure that will not last? That's how it is. One of the governors of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepted a gift from somebody. Prophet said to him, why do you take the thing which is not your right? He says, I'm sorry, Prophet, it was a gift given to me. Prophet turned out and said, if you were to remain in home while you were not a governor from my side, would people present you with anything? Prophet asked him to return the gift, and he took away his position as a governor. Because these are the lessons for Islamic community. That's Islam. That because if the bribery is rampant in community, you have no community left. You are just destroying the community. Few rich people will rule the community, take away the rights of poor. That's what it is. Durood Parvati. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Yes, anunuga anil ahilate qul hiya mawaqitul nas wal hajj wa laysa al birru bi anta tul buyut min dhuhuriha walakin al birra man ittaqa ba'tul buyut min abwabiha wattaqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. Durud parda. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. They question you concerning the new moons. Say they are the timekeeping signs for the people and Hajj. It is not piety that you come into house from their rear. Rather, piety is one who is God-weary and come into house from their doors. And be wary of Allah so that you may be felicious. This is about new moons. People used to come and ask Prophet, why there is a new moons? So Allah is answering. Yes, anunuga anil ahildai. They ask new moons. What is new moons? Some rivayas say first two nights. Some rivayas say first three nights is the new moons. Some rivayas say first seven nights are the new moons. So Allah says they ask you about the new moons. Like Allah says they are the time-keeping things for a human being, you know, like for the lunar months, so that you can do your worldly affairs and do your spiritual affairs, you know your months, you can do your ibadat, and to know the time of Hajj. That's what is new moon is for, Allah says. At the time of Prophet, before Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, people used to, when they go to for Hajj and used to wear ihram, they never enter their house from the front door. They had a custom that they will make a hole on the backside of their wall and enter the house. That's foolish customs, you know. So Allah said, don't do that anymore. This is not birr. This is not piety to go from the backside of the house. This is not birr. This is not piety. He said, birr is taqwa. Allah said, piety is that you should be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's piety. And come to the house from the front door, Allah says. Allah says, come to the house from front door. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says, fear Allah so you can do falah. You can be successful. You can do have your nijat. So, in Quran, Allah try to clear up all those old traditions which made no sense. Islam is a religion of sense and logic. So fifth Imam says that we are the doors and the ways of Allah that invite into heavens. We are the doors which are we invite you to heavens. There's one more hadith where it says that Imam says that we are the doors through which you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are called the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, come to the front door. Ana manid madinu al-ilm aliyun baba. Ali is the door. So you come through the door. Why you come through from backside? Why you to go to other people? Then al-ilm, they are the doors. This is the taqwa. To come through the doors. And that's what happened to the Ummat Muslimah, that they went through the back door. Many of them. That's where we have problem, Durud. اللهم صل على محمد Now few verses are coming for the jihad now. And their nuzul came at the time of Sulh Hudaybiyah, when there was a Sulh Hudaybiyah. And after Sulh Hudaybiyah, they said, come next year and do Umrah, right? That was a Sulh, this was the agreement, right? That don't do this year. Makkan said, don't do this year, come next year, right? So when next year came, Prophet said to his companions, that let's go and do Umrah, you know. But Prophet was hesitant because those were the time of the sacred months, you know. We have four sacred months, right? Rajab, Zilqad, Zilhajj, and Muharram. So Prophet said that if we go in these months, then we cannot fight with them, you know. Fight is not right. We are not allowed to fight in those months. So Prophet was hesitant to go. And at the time, the verse came. These verses come, four or five verses for jihad came. And they are very beautiful verses. We should pay attention to Rupal. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Amen. وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبِّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Fight in the way of Allah those who fight you, but do not transgress. Indeed, Allah does not like transgressors. So now Allah is saying the rule for jihad. The rule for jihad is that وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When to fight? When somebody fights with you. Do not start fight. You fight when somebody starts and you fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of the fights in this world happen for their own sake and egos, right? And greed. In Islam, there is no fight for your own ego or for your own power or for greed or to oppress somebody. Islam allows fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody is attacking you, you protect yourself. That is the way. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبِّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Do not be transgressor when you fight. Because Allah doesn't like the one who does transgress. Who's transgressor? Who does zulm ziyati, you know? Zulm ziyati in the fight. Now, that was the sunnah of Mullah Muttaqiyan, that he never initiated the fight. He always said, wait for somebody to attack you. Siffin, you ask Jamal. It was always like, Mullah said, wait for it. Same thing happened in Karbala. Umar Asad started the fight. That's the sunnah of Ahlul Bayt. Because that's in the Quranic verse. The one who fights with you, fight with him. So, wala tatadu, don't be transgressor when you fight. This is another beauty. That you don't fight for yourself, you die, fight for the defense. And for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are having this fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then don't do transgressing when you fight. So Mullah Muttaqiyan said, by the will of Allah, the enemy is defeated, then do not kill the runner away. Do not strike a helpless person. Do not finish a wounded one. And do not inflict on women, even though they maybe attack your honor with filthy words. Do not attack them. One who is running away, who is wounded, don't finish them. Just leave them alone. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Ahl-e Bayt are with Quran. Quran is with Ahl-e Bayt. You see it right here. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Allah says, they don't transgress. That's the character. That's why we cannot separate Quran with Ahl-e Bayt. Durood padh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وَقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْسُ سَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُنْهُمْ مِنْ حَيْسُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ وَلَا تُقَاتِلُهُمْ عِنْدَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ حَتَّى يُقَاتِلُكُمْ فِيهِ فَإِنْ قَاتَلَكُمْ فَاقْتَلُهُمْ كَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ. درود. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Now these verses are going more in deep. These verses are talking about Makkah. That when you enter Makkah, and you deal with mushrik, what do you have to do with them? Because if you start a fight, they already started fight with you, right? And you are defending yourself. Now verses go further down. And kill them whenever you confront them. Now you got to be tough with them. Once you enter Masjid al-Haram, kill them wherever you confront them. And expel them from they expelled you. Because they tortured for many, many years to Prophet and his companion and expel him. Allah says, now you expel them. And faithlessness is graver than killing. Well, fitna to ashaddu min al-qatl. The faithlessness, the fitna is worse than killing somebody. What is fitna? Well, fitna to ashaddu min al-qatl. What is fitna? Fitna means kufr. Kufr is worse than killing. Because when you kill somebody, you just take his life. But if you, there's a kufr going on, the eternal life is gone. So these kufar, not only they were doing kufr, but they were stopping the message of Allah to be stopped. They were stopping other people to get their eternal salvation. That was their fitna, to stop the spread of the truth of monotheism. So Allah says, well, fitna to ashaddu min al-qatr. Fitna is always more than qatr. But do not fight them near the holy mosque unless they fight you therein. Allah says, do not fight with them unless they fight with it. But if they fight you, kill them. Then kill them. Such is the requital of the faithless. This is the punishment for the faithless. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. But if they relinquish, then Allah is indeed all-forgiving, all-merciful. So what is the meaning of فَإِنَّ? That means they give up. What they give up? Kufr give up. When they do kalma shahadat, then don't keep fighting with them. Don't become emotional. Don't become angry when you had wounds going on here and there. Stop. Now forgive them. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Now he is your brother. His disease is cured. That's how Islam is. In Islam, there is no emotions. Islam is, we fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for to remove the disease of kufr, which is eternal burning. Allah wants everybody to be guided. Durud par. فَقَاتِلُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونُ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونُ دِينُ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ انْتَهُوا فَلَا عُدْوَانُ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. And fight them until faithlessness is no more. And religion becomes exclusively for Allah. Then if they relinquish, there will be no reprisal except against the wrongdoers. Now this is a deep verse and we have to do some discussion about this verse. وَقَاتِلُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونُ فِتْنَةٌ وَتَكُونُ وَيَكُونُ دِينُ لِلَّهِ وَيَكُونُ دِينُ لِلَّهِ. Prophet said that I am asked to fight till there is no kufr left in the world. That's what that was Prophet opinion, and it is through, you can go to Al-Mizan and you can search this. It's through Al-Mizan. Why Allah said to fight with kufar till there is no kufr left and you have only Allah's religion? You fight till that time. And Allah says that do not be hard except the one who are transgressor, you know. Don't be hard, but only to transgressor. Why? Now, the philosophy of jihad is that you do jihad if somebody is stopping you from freedom of speech. Like most of the Prophet were stopped from the freedom of speech. The freedom of speech was the speech of monotheism. Because everybody is born on the fitrat of Tawheed religion. And they are not being preached. Because people stop the true message. When they are not being preached, it's a grievous crime against humanity. That you are stopping to hear the truth from their creator. So one part of jihad is that if somebody is stopping you, you have to confront who is stopping the message. Second part of jihad is that if somebody attacks you, to defend yourself. And third one is to do jihad till kufr is gone. And the religion of Allah is there. Why this jihad is ordered? Why this jihad is ordered? This jihad is ordered because every human being has a right to have the true message in their heart. Because disbelief and kufr is the biggest disease which we got in our society. This disease has destroyed the world. You see that all corruption in the world is because of kufr. And that has destroyed the world. So first you invite people with goodness. If they don't hear, you have to fight. Now question comes, should you fight today like this? We don't have terrorism in Islam. We don't have terrorism in Islam. This kind of fight could be only started with the permission of Marja Taqleed or Imam Jamal Islam. We have no right to do it. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات القصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم واتقوا الله واعلموا ان الله مع المتقين. درود پڑھ اللهم صل على محمد وعلى اله. A sacred month for a sacred month, and all sanctities require retribution. So should anyone aggress against you, assail him in the manner he assailed you, and be wary of Allah. And know that Allah is with the God wary. What happened that at the time of sacred months, which 4 months, Muslims used to hesitate to fight. So kuffar used to take advantage of it and used to attack. So Allah said, a sacred month is for sacred month. If they attack you, you attack them same way. There's a retribution for all sacred thing. You know, you cannot just... But Islam preaches so balanced. The way he does aggression, equally you do aggression. Don't do more than that. Same way you do aggression. If they attack, first of all, in second month, you don't fight. You be defensive. But if somebody attack you, do ziyati, you do the same way, not more than that. وَاتَّقُوا وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Be God wary and Allah is with muttaqi. That's how Islam is preached. Truth. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. درود اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Spend in the way of Allah and do not cast yourself with your own hands into destruction, and be virtuous. Indeed, Allah loves the virtuous. The commentary of this verse goes like this, that at the time of war preparation, Allah asked the believers to spend money for the war preparation. Just not with the weapons, but spend money for the preparation of the arms. And Allah says that وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكُوا. And do not destroy yourself with your own hand. How do you destroy yourself with your own hand? Being stingy. When you are stingy, you don't have weapons, you cannot defend yourself, you are destroying yourself. وَأَحْسِنُوا. Do good deeds. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْبِّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves good doers. Spending with money is very important. To prepare anything, we have Islamic projects. We have to spend money. If we don't spend money, we are destroying our own generations. Allah asks, you know, is equal, you know, jihad with the hand and jihad with the money, they go hand in hand together. Allah says about it. So we have seen this, and I'll talk very little about the Jihad of the Karbala. Jihad of Karbala was the verse we read in the beginning. وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُكُمْ. Imam Hussain did not start the war. The war was a war of defense. Some people blame Imam Hussain alayhi salam, why he went to Karbala and why he started fight. It's all wrong. Quran is his witness that he was just defending himself. He was thirsty and hungry for 3 days and 3 nights. In the morning, he told Ibn Umar al-Sal, leave me alone, I'm going. But they surrounded him. And Umar al-Sal said, be witness, I'm going to send the first arrow. And Imam Hussein was the one who came in this verse that he was defending himself. When Imam Zama comes, he will come with a different verse. وَقَاتِلُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونُ فِتْنَةً وَيَكُونُ دِينُ لِلَّهِ. Imam Zama will come with this verse that he will fight with kuffar till the fitna gets finished. There are two different fights. Imam Hussein prepared everybody to come to prepare to the level of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Hi, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Spend in the way of Allah. On the 10th of Ashura, everybody was soldier, but Rabab spent her money, the money of 6-month-old child. She gave to Imam, said, Imam, this is my mom, this is for Allah.